Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
To Hyman, working in front of the net. He'll walk up!
On your team.
All right, two bits of business for you. Well, one bit of conjecture, but first a bit of business.
The hottest guests in the game.
To be a general manager in this league, every now and then you got to do something outside of the box.
Get on the ice, don't play nice. Access you won't get anywhere else.
Connor McDavid is not going to be denied. At some point, he's just going to pick this team up and put it on his back.
Well, the Edmonton Oilers just went full Harlem Globetrotters on that.
This is Leon Draisaitl.
I'm Darnell Nurse.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas on your home for Oilers hockey. 630 Chan. Now, here's Brandon Escott.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Holy smokes! What a raucous Rogers Place last night. The goal horn didn't stop going off, really, which was pretty impressive because there's 60 minutes worth of hockey. They almost got to 10. It would have been the first time since 1996, but instead we'll settle for a 9-2 Oilers win over the San Jose Sharks. Oh, wow. That was a lot of fun last night for a lot of reasons, and we're going to talk about all of them with you. It is Brendan Escott with you today on Oilers Now as Bob and the team travel to Arizona. Two games left. We've played 80. Wow. And we are ready for games 81 and 82. Realistically, though, Kellen, I think we're ready for game 83. The last, the regular season schedule at Rogers Place has been wrapped up with a very nice bow. And I don't even care who the first round opponent is, but I am ready to hear the roof blow off that building once again with that kind of setting. So.
I mean, I've been ready since last Wednesday after the Golden Knights Oilers game for this. So, you know, let's get it going.
Well, hey.
But we got two we got to do. We got kind of an important thing in Arizona tomorrow to do. And but from a historical standpoint, and then, you know.
The swan song at Mullet Arena, yes. But hang on to that feeling you have with the Golden Knights, my friend, because it looks right now like they hold the cards to that opening round playoff matchup. LA loses last night. They only have one game left. Vegas has two games left, so one in hand. And they're only a point back. Those two games, who are they against? Are they against the Rangers and the Dallas Stars, Brendan? No. They're against Chicago and Anaheim. So if they win out, book that first round date for the Oilers and Vegas, who could climb up into third place with two wins. But that's a lot about the future. I think we should kind of relish in what we experienced last night. 100 assists, though kind of seeming inevitable at some point in McDavid's career, is still a feat that has not been accomplished since 1990-91 when Wayne did it with the LA Kings. And by the way, shout out to Nikita Kucherov, who's probably going to do that tomorrow night as well as a member of the Tampa Bay Lightning, who is going to win the scoring title this year. He's at 99 assists right now, but this isn't something that we see every day. You did in the 80s when Wayne did it every single season, but this is one of those things where I advise you again, let us pause and reflect and bask in the greatness that is taking place before you. And don't take the bait from the fans and other markets who are going to try and downplay it or tell you that somebody else's accomplishment or almost accomplishment is of more importance. Who gives a rat's behind? We got to watch that last night. And let me tell you, if you were there, I'm sure you woke up this morning with sore ears because of how just wholesome the reaction was to that accomplishment. He's a guy who we've seen do this over and over again in terms of just these personal records, these ridiculous statistical achievements, but this feels pretty impressive in a different context when you see the three other names. Maybe this is the first time where we've actually been able to look and see Connor distinguished from all the thousands of others who have come before him in this league, but for those three Hall of Famers. So let's dive right now, Mr. Kellen Kennedy, into our Oilers Now audio vault.
Let's go.
The Oilers Now audio vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Cute selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
And I'll advise you, if you dislike the sound of the Oilers goal horn, that you turn down the radio for a second. But if you're in favor of it, let's play La Bamba.
Oilers take on the San Jose Sharks.
Up to McDavid. He'll bring it in down the left wing. He'll go to the net. Pass across. Scores! Connor McDavid put it in front of the net. That went off of someone.
I don't think that got a piece of Hyman.
I think it's McDavid's goal.
Back to the left point. The shot by Kulak to the middle. Scores! Got blocked. It went right to Henrique. And it's 2-0 Edmonton. Draisaitl got it out to Fogle. A 2-on-1 with Nugent Hopkins over the line. The shot scores! Warren Fogle goes 5-hole.
To the blue line on the left point. Nurse on the right to Henrique in front of the net. Scores! Dylan Holloway with a redirection through the 5-hole. And it's 4-0 Edmonton.
Well, back-to-back, total dominating shifts from the Edmonton Oilers, and a quick couple one-touch passes.
I mean, you got to expect to push back every time. So, we got to come out with the same effort, same intensity, keep building towards the end of the season for us.
Bortolo off the right wing, into the right wing, side shot, scores. Gooschin down the right wing. Banks it off of Skinner and in.
That's a tough goal for Stu Skinner. Yeah.
Now on the right to Draisaitl in front of the net. Steered on goal. Loose puck. Scores! Warren Fogle able to get it in past Cooley. It's 5-1 Edmonton. Holloway has it left wing. He'll get it across. Bouchard in front to Perry. Scores! Corey Perry makes it 6-1 for the Oilers. Henrique in front of the net, scores! Cody Ceci going hard to the net with a redirection to Bouchard, scores! That makes it 8-1.
This is like the USA playing Angola. Yeah. It's just, I feel for San Jose. Yeah. They got...
They're finally going to make are they making a goalie change?
I think they are now.
Now to McDavid. In over the line. McDavid looking to the net. Waiting. The pass. Scores! Hyman with the goal. McDavid with the assist. That's 100 on the season for Connor McDavid.
The assist is 100th of the season. To number 97, Connor.
obviously Zach and I have played lots together, you know, and he's had such an incredible year. And, you know, we've both benefited from playing with each other, and I guess it was fitting.
And this one's over. 9-2 the final. Oilers over the Sharks.
Yeah, somewhat poetic that it ends, or it's accomplished, I should say, off the stick of Zach Hyman, who, okay, there's other people in other markets who would rather discredit what he's accomplished this year than give credit for the fact that he's been a big piece of Connor getting to 100 assists, right? And you don't score 50 goals by accident. So nice for those two to have that moment. But realistically, I mean, this is just impressive from the Oilers captain.
It was kind of just happened naturally and had that weird stretch where I didn't score any goals, but had, you know, a bunch of assists. And, you know, that was kind of when I was made aware of it. You know, like I said, not something that you set out to do or whatever. It's just a product of playing with some really good players, playing on a good team and putting in a lot of hard work.
Now, interesting insight here from Zach Hyman on how the team reacts when you hit one of these milestones.
I think when you hit a milestone like that, like when I hit 50, it's exciting, but it's more exciting to see kind of the reactions of everybody else and how excited they are for you. I think that's the best part about hitting a milestone is it takes so many guys around you to help you get to that, whatever milestone it is. It's obviously it's an individual milestone, but really it's a team milestone because there's so many guys who have helped you along the way. You know, for Connor, there's these 100 plays he had to make that somebody had to score for him to get to that point. And obviously he's phenomenal in setting that up. Probably could have a few more. But so I think everybody's just so thrilled to be a part of it. And he's the guy who again doesn't celebrate every milestone he hits because he hit so many. So this one extra special. I think everybody was aware of it, and you could see everybody just really enjoy seeing him do it.
And it was kind of a bizarre time of the game because, of course, the team isn't about to celebrate the 8th or 9th goal of the game, but it's a milestone that hasn't taken place in, quick math, 32 years. So you kind of have to do the flyby of the bench. He wasn't going to. He kind of got the nudge along from Hyman, who had this to say on McDavid's 100 assists.
It's special to be a part of that moment, obviously. We've scored that type of goal a bunch this year, so fitting that I guess that was the way. And, yeah. Just to be a part of it, it's pretty cool. We're part of history. Only 3 other guys have done it, so, and those guys are pretty, pretty special players, so pretty cool company.
Yeah, McDavid agrees with that assessment.
It means a lot. You know, those 3 obviously are 3 of the greatest players to ever play, and to share, I guess, something with, you know, a little something with them, you know, it means a lot to me.
And from the head coach as well, Chris Knobloch, someone that saw him as a kid in Erie and now is behind the bench for one of his most magical accomplishments thus far.
You look at the players who've done Hall of Famers, beyond Hall of Famers, the best of the best, and now he's part of that list. We thought he got it immediately on that first goal, and I guess it was, you know, an indirect goal for him. But obviously the organization, all the players are extremely happy for him. Here's a guy that works so hard, puts team first all the time, and just have another accomplishment to his resume. We're very happy for him.
Yeah, I think we all are. So this, of course, begs the question, I mean, how do you deploy the roster moving forward? Because if Vancouver loses tonight against Calgary, then the Pacific Division theoretically could still be within reach. But how much do you really care about that? And are you willing to, as we saw McDavid suffer an injury in Game 82 a few years ago, is that a risk that you're willing to take? Well, let's hear from the head coach, at least as he had his mind set last night.
We're going to wait and see, make that decision tomorrow after Vancouver's game. If Vancouver wins, it's really easy for us to take guys out because those games don't mean anything. We're definitely finishing 2nd place. If they lose, and then, you know, that makes it a little more difficult. You know, the goal is to win as many games as possible. We would like to finish 1st in our division. But yeah, we have to make those decisions later. So right now, we've kind of an idea. After tomorrow night, I think we'll be really making decisions then.
if they do sit, if the big guys sit out, great opportunity for the likes of Fogle and Holloway, who each were fantastic in their own right last night, to continue ascending, to continue feeling good about their games. And you saw how hard everybody was trying to get Warren Fogle his first career hat trick. It was the first career three-point game for Dylan Holloway, who has been an absolute bull. He starts his career and he's sort of operating in a china shop, and bear with me with this. He's operating in a china shop, and I'll give him the bull designation, not because he was so big, but just because of how he behaved. Now he's as big as a bull, and he's figuring out how to negotiate the china shop a little bit easier. So instead of being on the receiving end of these monstrous hits, which I really believe derailed all of last year for him, think back to that big Ilya Lyubushkin hit with the Buffalo Sabres. This season, bit of a different story, but he comes up after a stint in the AHL, and he is huge now. He hits like a bus, and he's getting around the ice way more efficiently than he was to start this season. So he's like a controlled bull in an organized china shop, if you'll humor me with that analogy. But obviously, that kind of performance, the teammates like Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, they really like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, Diller's a horse. I mean, he's strong on the puck. He can make plays, and a great skater. So, I mean, tonight to see him get rewarded for going to the right spots and then making some really nice plays is always nice to see.
So is he a bull? Is he a horse? It doesn't matter. He's up here, and he's contributing, and he played just about 14 minutes last night. So you love to see that. It is, we're about 5:20 in Edmonton. We're 80 games through the regular season. We will talk about last night's with former NHL player, GM, and agent Brian Lawton coming up after this newscast. And lots going around the league as well. Jack Edwards has retired from the broadcasting circuit in Boston. Don Granato has been relieved of his head coaching duties in Buffalo. And there's much more. So some headlines with Brian Lawton. Rob Brown will dive deep into the Oilers after 6:05. And then we'll go down to the farm and check in with their head coach, Colin Chalk, and get an idea of what we might see from Philip Broberg when that call-up inevitably happens. You got Brendan Escott tonight. Appreciate you sticking around on Oilers Now. We'll be right back after this.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
McDavid walks in, ditches. There it is! 100 assists! Connor McDavid setting up Hyman's 54th goal! The century mark!
Jack Michaels on the call last night. Zach Hyman's 54th of the year, and Connor McDavid hits 100 assists. That's an easy pick for today's top story, brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of no payments and no interest for 1 year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Some good input on the text line I'm going to get to in a moment, but let's take care of NHL Today, brought to you by Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to elitepromomarketing.com. Toronto center Austin Matthews looking for his 70th goal of the season tonight. The Maple Leafs visiting the Florida Panthers. Leafs will learn their playoff opponent tonight. Panthers trailing the division leading Boston Bruins by 1 point, with both teams playing their season finales this evening. Winnipeg Jets looking for their 7th win in a row when they host Seattle. Jets can also lock up home ice advantage for their first round playoff series with Colorado. Imagine that and the turnaround from about a week and a half ago, but 7 straight will get you there. Jets leading the idle Avalanche by 1 point for second place in the Central, but Colorado has just 1 game left to play against, well, your Edmonton Oilers. NHL, by the way, says it has cleared Montreal defenseman Logan Mailloux to play after the Canadiens recalled him ahead of their regular season finale against Detroit. 21-year-old Mailloux fined by a Swedish authorities in 2020 after admitting sharing a sexually explicit photo of a woman without her consent. League said in a statement that it is confident Mayhew understands the gravity of his past conduct and is committed to change. Bakersfield, home to Ontario tomorrow night. We'll get the rundown with head coach Colin Chalk on the farm report in a little over an hour's time. Red Deer is home to Saskatoon in game 3 of the WHL's second round tonight at the Centrium. Blades have a 2-0 series lead there, and James Steffen had 2 assists and 5 shots on goal as Portland took a 3-0 series lead with an overtime win in Everett last night. The Winterhawks can wrap up that series Friday night on the road. We do have, who do we have coming up? Brian Lawton, just around the corner, going around the NHL with him, but I had a text here from Big L I wanted to get to right away. Brendan, it could have been 15-0 last night. Oilers were a little bit sloppy, if not a bit lackadaisical at times. McDavid's 100 assists is fantastic. Reality starts on the weekend, and Edmonton is definitely in the mix. It's a tough trophy to win, but it's great not to be in the position of the Sharks or the Flames. We've been there. Yes, the Oilers certainly have, Big L. Love the thought you put into that text. I'm going early to that one in the draw for the text of the week, which is brought to you by Great White Car Wash. Hey, the winners of that text of the week draw, they get 3 months of free washes at Bob's favorite car wash there, Great White Car Wash. 10004 169th Street. Appreciate that, Big L. We are going around the NHL with Brian Lawton when we get back after a global news weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.